Do we have Mr. Schwinn on the line, Mike? Okay, we've got Roland Schwinn is going to be with us from Fat Pride, an unusual organization, but more and more of them. There's another organization, Citizens for Fat Awareness. They are overweight people. At least that organization is an organization of people who do not like being stereotyped, and they don't like being put down for being overweight. Fat Pride is a different kind of organization. They are people who are, and I guess what I ought to do is get Roland on the line here to explain this. I understand you're over at Dirk, is it Dirk Siegert's house tonight?
Well, yes, we are at Dirk's home. We're just celebrating the great news.
Before we get into the good news, though, tell me about Fat Pride. And
yes, so Fat Pride is an organization that was started in 1995 by myself and Dirk Siegert. It is an organization of people who are joyfully fat, who are fat and happy, taking that old, scurrilous, slanderous reference to individual weight and turning around on people and saying, yes, we are fat, we are proud, and we are healthy, and we enjoy eating, we enjoy being overweight, we enjoy being what we call joyfully fat. And we have worked since 1995 to endeavor to change the public perception of fat people.
What should that perception be?
I'm sorry, Phil?
What should that perception be of fat people? In the minds of the people in Fat Pride, what should the perception be?
The perception should be that there are fat people who are happy. There are fat people who are happy with their weight and are enjoying life. Enjoying a meal, sitting down to a meal and not feeling as if you are committing a mortal sin. I enjoy, and when I began this resurgence and became aware of being joyfully fat, I could sit down and eat a meal and enjoy that meal without the residual guilt that is felt by so many other people, many other overweight people. And when you free yourself from the guilt, you no longer have the health problems.
Okay, so you maintain that you're in good physical shape. How tall are you?
Yes, so I'm 5'10". I am 300 pounds.
And you maintain you're in good physical shape?
My cholesterol, my blood pressure, I feel good. My doctor thinks that I'm overweight, but I asked him, I said, other than the fact that I have what you call extra weight or an overweight situation, what is wrong with me?
Can I? I'm gonna jump in again, Roland. Because when I speak to you, you're having dinner right now.
I'm enjoying a meal right now. Yes.
What I wanted to say to you is, every time I talk, it seems like you're eating. And
but Phil, I eat because I don't want anyone to make me feel guilty about eating. And I say this to young people. I say this to old people. I say this to all of your listeners out there who are fat but not yet happy. Don't let people make you feel guilty about having a meal.
All right. You're having a meal right now.
Yes, I am.
All right, do you have food in your mouth right now?
I swallowed it. You know, Phil, you're not going to make me feel guilty. And
I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. I think, Mr. Schwinn, you've known me long enough to know that I understand your organization. I'm not trying to make you feel guilty. But you eat even when you're in the middle of a radio interview because you will not let anyone make you feel guilty about eating.
I will not allow anyone to put me back in the old verbal bond, which is that I felt guilty about eating and guilty about enjoying a decent home-cooked meal. I enjoy a home-cooked meal. I enjoy a restaurant meal. I won't let anyone make me feel guilty.
All right, what are you guys celebrating? Let me read this. Several large airlines are overhauling their coach sections to give passengers much-needed room. United and British Airways are expanding part of their coach sections to offer more legroom and larger seats. But they are going to charge more for these sections, calling them premium coach sections.
And this is as a result, Phil, of a great many hours and days spent lobbying United Airlines and British Airways, lobbying people such as Gordon Bethune at Continental Airlines, lobbying people such as the gentleman at United Airlines. His name escapes me right now. But we had been in Mike Gunn over at American Airlines, actually. These are decent people, but they needed some coercing. And we're over at Dirk's tonight celebrating the fact that We are excited. We feel vindicated that we have been heard. It is a wonderful time.
So you're lobbying for larger airline seats. You're lobbying for more legroom. You're lobbying on behalf of those who you call fat and happy, large people, overweight people, has been successful.
Absolutely has been successful. We lobbied these companies from 1995. When Fat Pride first approached the airlines, those of us who exposed the inconvenience, those of us who exposed the safety risk to overweight people and the health risk to overweight people and fat people of the small accommodations for the overweight, we stood up for the rights of the joyfully fat, the fat and happy, and the fellow regalia. And we are proud, Phil. We now insist on the same, that some rebates be accorded. We have won a great victory, Phil. And
you have won a victory for who? You won a victory for fat people?
We have won a victory for the joyfully fat and the fellow regalia and the fat and happy. We have won a great victory for those of us who lobbied these airlines.
So the reason why these airlines have gotten bigger seats, larger coach seats, is because of your organization lobbying on behalf of the overweight or the fat and happy, as you say?
Because of our efforts, yes. And we now expect a rebate, and we really feel like we've got about a 50-50 chance right now, and maybe a 6-in-10 chance, though, at getting a rebate for all of the money that we spent over the years sitting in the coach seats and suffering debilitating health side effects. We are demanding a rebate of $100 million from the airline industry for those, the joyfully fat, who suffered, who are putting, we are putting an ad on the Food Network now that you'll be seeing. Certain of us, I'm sure I've heard of the tobacco industry has paid out a large amount of money. The gum industry has paid out a large amount of money. It is time for the airline industry to pay out a large amount of money to those of us who are joyfully fat and the overweight, for having to sit in their airline seats for 40 years.
Barry, well, you're saying that people who are overweight and fat have suffered debilitating health side effects.
Yeah, Phil, you have had seatbelts breaking at the tension. They're like a slingshot. You have seatbelt failure, blankets that are too small, resulting in illness, permanent bruising and hematoma from the arms and the legs, sterility, and then shin splints, myopia, cataracts, fever blisters, hair loss, angina and scabbing, all as the result of overweight people, the joyfully fat, having to sit in these small airline seats. So we've won a great victory, but we still are moving on with our demand that we be rebated.
Okay, I got to interrupt just to ask you, you want a rebate, why?
We want a rebate on the money spent by the joyfully fat and those of Fat Pride who have to squeeze themselves into these airline seats and suffer these debilitating health issues all these years.
$100 million.
I'm sorry, Phil?
$100 million is what you're demanding?
We are demanding, yes. And we consider that token, and we consider that symbolic. But we are demanding the $100 million. We do feel we are entitled to it because we are fat, we are proud, and the airline industry has finally heard our call with everything having about.
Roland Schwinn is with us from Fat Pride. You have to tell him that if he's going to get on the air, he has to swallow whatever it is he's eating. Tonight, the announcement made by a couple of major airlines, they are widening their seats in coach. They are giving extra leg room. Roland Schwinn from Fat Pride says that is because lobbying done by his organization on behalf of who he calls, quote, those who are fat and happy, joyfully fat, and the fellow regalia has been successful. Fat people, large people have been heard. The airlines now have bigger, wider seats, and the health risks suffered by fat people sitting in small airline seats have been mitigated, although he is also saying they want rebates to the tune of $100 million or a class action suit could be filed. Is this another instance where an industry has been targeted, maybe fairly, maybe unfairly? He mentioned the tobacco industry. He mentioned the gun industry. He's compared the plight of fat people on airlines to the gun lawsuits and the tobacco lawsuits. What do you think? Our number is 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. You're over at Dirk Siegert's tonight, huh, Roland?
We're having a wonderful celebration. Dirk's wife has prepared a buffet just so that we can all get together and say We did it, and we want to thank all of the great people that have helped us.
Fat Pride founder and president, Roland Schwinn, is on the line with us tonight from Anaheim Hills. British Airways and the United Airlines have said they're going to make wider and bigger seats and coach with bigger legroom. The people at Fat Pride are celebrating because they feel it was their lobbying that got this done. You're fat, you're proud, as your literature says. You're not losing weight for anyone, according to your literature. And you enjoy eating, and you want guilt-free eating. Now you have bigger seats from the airline industries. Why just stop there? Why do you have to go after them for $100 million?
Because there are many, many millions of those of us who are fat and overweight who suffered health problems from the seating in drugs. We're talking about sterility. We're talking about 20% of them. Hold on. Lance Casino. There are 30 who have been who suffered from that. So there are a lot of health problems. There's no doubt about it.
Let's go to Salt Lake City now on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. You're on the air.
Well, I don't think that's right what they're doing. I don't see how they can sue for that kind of money. The airlines for their uncomforts or their health problems that are caused by sitting in those small seats. You don't have to ride on the airplane. It's not something you have to do.
We don't have to get on the airplane.
I mean,
you know, they have handicapped. You know, I can tell you that we have a problem with guns in our society right now.
You know what?
Do you know how many children have been killed from handguns?
I'll tell you, it's still not even the same issue. I can't even believe that you can connect them.
We are simply saying that with the death among young children with handguns, we are also a target. We're being targeted by the airlines, forcing us to sit in a seat, resulting in sterility and shin splints, as well as the hematoma.
You know what, though? You're comparing a topic of guns with something else. You have every free will that if you wanted to lose weight and get on that plane and be comfortable, you can.
Why should I have to lose weight when I'm completely comfortable, when I am at the fellow reserve and I'm fat and happy?
You don't have to. But you can't compare it to the gun laws because you know what? A lot of these kids don't have options. Their parents have guns in their home. And that's what they're raised with.
Well, when you sit next to someone on an airline who is overweight, are you one of these individuals who is chafing and wondering why you have to sit next to a fat person, or do you make conversation with them?
No, I don't wonder why I have to sit next to a fat person. I'm sitting next to them. So what?
Well,
they paid as much. I mean, you know, I don't think that I...
That's exactly correct, ma'am. They paid as much as you, and they're getting one half the seat that you're getting.
They chose to eat double the meal that I eat.
Well, I'm telling you that we feel it is wrong. We feel it is unfair. We don't think the $100 billion is that much to us in the game world industry.
I would
ask the gentleman to swallow whatever it is you're eating.
I'm sorry. We don't think that $100 million is unfair considering what those who are fat and happy under the fellow regalia have had to suffer for some 40 years of modern airline travel.
Well, I hear what the lady is saying, too. You have chosen your plight in this world.
Not necessarily. There are a great many people who are fat and happy who have a thyroid problem.
Well, I understand all of those problems. Thank you, ma'am, for your call. I understand the hormonal problems, but don't you think it's more a matter of choice when we're talking about weight than any other issue?
No, I mean, I think it's a matter of lifestyle choice. But if you're going to protect the day, and the days are a lifestyle choice, well, Christians for that little world will be fine. That's what I'm saying.
Okay, here is Scott's Bluff on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. This guy's going to have to stop eating for a while. And I know he has the choice and the right to eat, but no one else can understand him.
You understand that I am not, and I will not be made to feel guilty about enjoying it.
I didn't say you should feel guilty. I'm saying you're being rude because people can't understand you. You have food in your mouth. But let's get to the point.
That is exactly what I'm talking about. This society making one of the fellow traveler regalia feel guilty about eating.
I'm saying you're being rude.
Yes,
I can't understand
yes,
you because your mouth is full of food.
If you want to have a conversation, we got to be able to understand you.
Fair enough.
Thank you. I'm not this tall, but say I'm 6'10 or 7 foot tall, and I hit my head every time I go into a normal sized restaurant, and I can't sit in a seat in an airplane because I'm too tall. Does that give me the right to sue?
Does it give you the right to sue? It gives you the right to access safely that aircraft And I would ask the airline manufacturer this question. Why do you make an aircraft that does not accommodate all paying customers? Why do you not think that? Are you only? They should put a sign up.
Buy a first class seat.
They should put a sign up that says people over the height of 6'5" should not buy a ticket on this airline. That's what
that might
do.
Be discrimination. I have the right to get a first class seat. Maybe I'm more comfortable in a first class seat, the same as you.
But there's another kind of discrimination, sir.
Did I hear you belch,
Mr. Schwinn?
No, sir, I did not.
I think
that if you're trying to be funny, you're not funny.
This is serious.
So there's another kind of discrimination. It is a tacit discrimination. You build an aircraft that does not accommodate someone 6'5". You don't put the sign up that says you're not welcome. You simply build an aircraft that does not make them welcome. The service rule of people who are overweight, not being allowed to feel as if they are welcome on an aircraft.
But nobody forced you to buy that ticket.
Oh, please, sir.
No,
please.
Okay, we're on. I'm sorry. I don't know what happened there. 1-800-449-8686. Are you there, Roland?
Yes, sir. I'm here. I was talking to Dirk, and his wife made a wonderful, wonderful, what's called a vegetable fiesta. There is a slight fondue on it, that's all. And I was trying to get a little bit more butter currants.
It's a, what is it called?
Vegetable fiesta. And it has a fondue. It's delicious.
All right. Well, we're going to get the conversation back here to the extra airline space accorded coach passengers. Roland Schwinn from Fat Pride is with us. He says it's because of the lobbying his organization did on behalf of, quote, the fat and happy, those people who are fat and happy about it and will not make. And the literature from your organization is very explicit. You will not be made to feel guilty because you enjoy a meal every now and again.
That is at the heart and soul, really, of what we do with Fat Pride. Because I happen to enjoy a meal, I'm going to be made to be vilified? I don't think so.
All right, here is West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
My comment to you this evening is that I think that what your guest is saying, that his choice of pursuing food for pleasure is optional. And I would also say that the choice of flying as a mode of transportation is optional, that there are other forms of transportation, and I think it's incorrect.
Well, why is it only for people who are a certain body type?
Well, it's not. There are a number of people who are very, very uncomfortable in airline travel, and I would say that also, to add to this, it's to Gordon Bassoon's credit, who I worked with a number of years ago.
Gordon Bassoon is a top level airline, so we are trying to get to go to a very fine airline, but we are trying to convince them that the fat and happy and those of the fellow Virginia.
Yes, and I think that you've made your point very clear about what it is, what your goal is. I think that you've overlooked one other element, which is those people seated next to someone who is obese, who is taking up their space, are not entitled to be rewarded.
Don't you think they're entitled to have a BDC?
On, sir, an optional mode of travel.
Well, do you think they're entitled to a BDC?
I think it's to Gordon Bassoon's credit that his airline is accommodating people of large girth. And I think
So you agree with us?
No, I don't agree with you.
Well, if you say it's to his credit as accommodating large people, then you agree with him.
No, I don't agree with you. I think to his credit that he has agreed to, as the president of Continental, to take a look at the market share and say this is something we should consider. However, in your recourse, I don't think you've considered the infringement of the space of the passengers of the seats next to you that you occupied up to this particular point.
I have every bit as much right sitting there as anyone else, madam. I have every bit as much right to sit there.
Yes, you do. But I will say,
as
somebody who traveled extensively, that my space has been infringed by obese people.
Well, then they should make larger seats, madam, and that is what we have had happen here in the last couple of days.
All right, ma'am, thanks a lot. You've got a real, real, real monotone voice. Just about put me to sleep. Ogden on the Phil Henry Show. Hello? Ogden, hello?
Yes.
You're on the air, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, well, here's another winner.
I'll be the judge of that, okay?
I'm sorry.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
I travel extensively for work also.
Right.
And you're welcome to be as large as you want, but
yes.
For me,
but the rebuild is what we're looking for.
You
the
need
rebuild.
I have sat next to
what about the rebuild?
And they need to bring up the armchair,
right,
which infringes on my space.
It cuts off my circulation.
Right, but why would I need to accommodate you?
Who's privileged? Do you own an airline? Do you own an airline?
Pardon me?
Do you own an airline, madam?
No,
well, then I'm not asking you. I don't ask you to accommodate me. I'm asking the airline to accommodate me. And in the process, they're accommodating you because they're making a bigger seat. What we're asking for now is a rebate of the money that we have spent over the
years.
Well,
what about my rebate when I have to sit next to you?
You don't have to
half
sit.
My seat.
Why don't you? Well, I'm not taking up half your seat.
Yes, you can't believe me.
You're taking up my seat by sitting there. Have you thought about that?
Did you buy
my
seat?
How
did you buy
she,
my seat too?
How's she taking up your seat?
Because of the fact that I should be able to sit into my own seat.
But you're taking up your seat and half of mine.
You're prejudging me and you're prejudiced.
I'm not. Believe me, I travel once a week.
Okay.
I sit next to obese people.
And you see the uncomfortable.
You have to lift your armchair up. You are
madam,
in my seat, which I paid the same amount of money that you paid for one.
I will tell you this much. Sterility is not funny. Permanent bruising and hematoma. Blankets that are so small they result in illness.
You, taking up half my seat is not fun either.
Myopia, cataracts, fever blisters, and stabbing.
Why do I have to sit with you sitting up taking up half my seat?
I have a right to travel, and I have a
that's
right to
right.
Go
why
to
you buy two seats?
Why don't they make a bigger seat? Then they can make a bigger seat.
Well,
or you can sit somewhere else.
To you, but they're not making them yet, and you need to buy two seats.
Why don't you sit
it's not fair to me.
Why don't you
you're
sit
taking
first
up half
class?
Of mine.
Why don't you sit in first class?
Pardon me?
Why don't you sit in first class?
Why don't you? You're a fat guy.
Well, you are the one that's complaining about the fact you're going to sit next to me.
I don't want to sit next to somebody that doesn't pay for half of my seat.
A half of your seat, madam, it's impossible for them to sit half of your seat with an armrest.
Well, then, no, they pull up the armrest because they can't fit in between the two.
I don't know what she's talking about.
I think she's making some very good points.
If you weigh 300 pounds and you're 5'10", you have to pull up the armrest to sit in there. You're telling me you fit between the two armrests? I don't say so.
You hate people who are happy, don't you?
Now, let me ask you this.
You hate people
oh, no,
who are
I'm
happy,
very happy.
You know, but you hate people who happen. I happen to be a very
okay,
happy.
Okay, let me ask you this. When
you
fly, do you leave the arm chair? Do you leave the arm between you and the other passenger down?
I put it up, of course.
There you go.
There
what
I go.
What if I want it down?
Well, what if you wanted it down and there was a street person sitting next to you?
We're not talking about that.
Oh, well, I am talking to
you. You can't fly without lifting up the armchair.
So, in other words, you don't want to have bodily contact with me because I'm fat. Is that it?
No, I want my armchair down.
You're angry.
I don't care who I'm sitting next to.
You're angry because you don't want to have bodily contact. Are you fat? Are you fat?
I'm not. Skinny, but I can fit between the two arms.
Let's try that. This is actually the floor.
I have nothing against
that you don't care.
But I gotta tell you, you're in pretty on my face.
You are a platform. These are the problems that we have in
your
business.
I don't think you're right. Listen to me.
Listen
to this, though. You pay, okay, let's say we each pay $200.
All right, let's say that.
Okay, then why can't I have my arm thing down and have my
why
$200
I have to give it to you? Why do I have to give in to your desire for the arm thing down? Why can't we have the arm thing? Because nothing is wrong with you.
I can't understand. Are you eating again?
Yeah, Mr. Schwinn.
We're having a French casino. I'm awfully sorry, but the buffet is in the third phase. So what do you want me to do? Hang up?
Sir, what I'm asking you to do is not to eat.
You see, this woman is the very kind of person we have to fight. Let's make
you
me feel
good. Kind of person
let
I
me
have to fight.
Make me feel good because I have too heat of you.
My square foot.
Your square foot. How about my square foot up your bottom side, madam?
Oh, that's very eloquent. I'm impressed.
You know what? Swallow your food, Mr. Schwinn. Let's get this back to a
now, listen, you
civil and adult thing. I have to. I got
the man of faith on an airplane.
Do you know you're still talking? You don't want to listen to the big talk. At least I'm enjoying the meal while I'm talking.
I can't understand you, but I don't get your logic.
You
pay the same amount as I do.
So why would you listen to me?
You can't stop talking.
You're going to have to Mike, put him on hold and tell him that we cannot understand him. Thank you very much for your call, ma'am.
Thank you.
Phil Henry Show. Tell him he's got to stop eating, okay? Or whatever it is that he's doing. Okay, Roland.
What did you do? You put me on hold?
I put you on hold because I need...
Phil, this is an attempt. You don't know what's happening, even on your own radio show.
I'm just telling you, people can't understand you.
This is an attempt to make those of us in the regalia feel guilty about our eating and our enjoyment of a good meal. And
what do you mean, those of you in the regalia?
Those of us who are the joyfully fat and the fellow regalia. And we are combating these things. You are censoring me because I am of the joyful regalia.
And I'm not censoring you because you're a member of the joyful regalia. I simply can't hear what you're saying. Tampa on Phil Henry Show. Hello. Tampa, hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I just got a question here for Mr. Rowland. You're sitting there trying to tell us that putting on an airplane seat with a tight belt is making you sterile, giving you cataracts, and things of this nature. Excuse me, sir, but that's a crock.
Well, sir, blood pressure that is heightened by a
conservative seat belt. Being stuck on an airplane
Blood pressure that is elevated because of a constricting seatbelt.
Because of your weight.
Sir, I will ask you and I ask the other people, why does my body have to conform to the airline? Why doesn't the aircraft conform to the body types of the people that use it? I think it is its own form of tacit discrimination not to construct an aircraft that will accommodate all the body types of the people in the world.
Well, sir, I think if you've got that kind of a problem, maybe you should probably drive on a train.
Have you ever
maybe
not
that plane can't take your back butt someplace.
Have you ever not been able to fit into a seat, sir?
No, I have never been able to
then
not
you don't
fit
know,
into a seat.
Then you don't know Jack.
About yeah, I do. Actually, he's a good friend of mine.
Yeah, aren't you amusing? Aren't you amusing?
Yes, sir, I am. Actually, I'm a comedian, too, but that's besides the point.
You're a comedian. Let me tell you something. As individuals have it your way, you have to travel with me, then we have it their way.
I'm sad
to fat people.
I have no problem with that whatsoever. However, like the lady said before, if the armrest is down, it should stay out.
Well, let me ask this question. I don't know who has control over the armrest. Who gets to control control the armrest, you know?
That's a very good point. If you want it down, why can't I have it up? And who says that you get to see what you want to do?
Oh, take the food out of here.
Oh, sure. I'm going to eat the food. I want to do what I want to do. And I want to
What the hell is that? Take the
you know what you are?
Your mouth.
No.
I'm going to have a conversation.
You know what you are? You are an individual who wants everything your way, but you're not going to do it until it's your way without.
You really have to swallow, okay?
I said, Bill, he's an individual who wants it his way, or he won't have a normal conversation.
All right, Roland Schwinn is with us. We'll be back for the home stretch of our interview with him. He is the founder and president of Fat Pride in Anaheim Hills, California. They lobbied, they say successfully, several airlines to get wider coach seats and more legroom for those who he calls the joyfully fat or the fat and happy, people who like to eat, are not guilty about eating, and are healthy and fat. And now they want a rebate of $100 million from the airlines for having to sit in what he calls seats with seatbelts that were failing. At that tension, they're like a slingshot, says the press release. Blankets that are too small, resulting in illness and exposure, permanent bruising and hematoma from the armrests, sterility, shin splints, and angina and halitosis. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. And our website, philhenryshow.com. Roland Schwinn, from the Fat Pride is with us. And he is at a celebration. They have widened the seats on a couple of major air carriers for Fat Pride people. That is those fat people who travel by air. It's a great, great time. And you wanted a moment just to pay homage to Dirk Siegert.
Dirk Siegert, Phil, is one of the co-founders of Fat Pride. And I wanted to, as we do in Fat Pride and of the fellow regalia, we are not guilty and we are not ashamed of enjoying a good meal. So I want to list some of the things on the menu this evening that we enjoyed this evening. Cornish game hen that was based in Bavu. Cornish game hen based in Bavu.
That's butter, right?
Yeah. The salmon pate, which is outstanding. a wonderful Alfredo, Alfredo South Pellicini, who I think was a wonderful cream-based Pellicini appetite. And for an appetizer, we had a bruschetta that was just wonderful.
The bruschetta, my wife makes that.
With wonderful garlic. On a beautiful toast, a lot of basil, just delicious.
All right, let's go to Memphis. Memphis on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't understand how all these medical problems that he's saying that that these people have are caused by airplane seats.
Yes, they are.
How?
Well, which one are you referring to?
Any of them.
Well, which, for instance, halitosis?
Any of them. Yes. I mean, I'm...
The problem, are you of the joyful regalia?
No, I'm not.
Are you fat and happy?
I am not small, but I am not fat.
Are you large?
I'm a little bit.
Well, all right. In other words, but you're a happy person with your weight and the width of your hip area.
Yeah.
All right. Are you a married woman?
Yes.
All right. Well, your husband, I'm sure, has a great amount of joy for you.
It enjoys
you physically, is all I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
That is a wonderful blessing. You are of the regalia.
No, I'm not.
Well, you have what we call some junk in the trunk. In other words, there is a width.
No.
You don't have a larger posterior?
No.
What is the point of this?
Well, she said she was big. I just wanted you to know.
I don't understand.
What did you do? What do you do that you shouldn't do?
Look. If you can't chew, you know, and swallow.
You're fat. You're happy. But you're ruinous. Okay. So to answer your question, a seatbelt is a very constricting thing. It can cause sterility. It has caused cataracts and fever blisters, as well as angina and halitosis.
I'm sorry. I don't believe that.
Well,
I'm
not interested whether you believe it or not. It happens to be a medical fact.
I'm sorry.
What do you mean? What is halitosis?
That is bad breath. That is a form of gum disease that causes bad breath.
So how does a seatbelt going around you cause bad breath?
There is a constriction of the abdominal area that forces gases up. You are of the regalia, and you are a traitor to your own people. You are.
No, I am not.
Well, then why won't you be with the reserve and back me up on this?
No, I am not of the regalia.
You said you're big. What does it mean that you're big?
I'm about average, maybe a little bit over average.
Are you just like a big, tall girl?
Yeah, I'm 5'11", and that's the problem.
Well, you're 5'11". How much do you weigh?
I weigh about 180.
Wow. Jesus Christ. You're going to be big.
Huh?
You have to be big.
I am
5'11".
What?
You sound hot. I'll tell you what I'm saying. The stabbing and halitosis.
I'm with the lady. I don't believe that being, airline seats cause halitosis, okay?
This is a big bet, John, is all I'm wondering.
I don't understand. I mean, because I'm a fat person, does that mean that I'm cramped up in this little seat? Does that mean I should see the airline?
Yes, you have the right to have a larger seat. And I'm telling you to be up to the regalia, and if the other regalia, so it'll be.
What do you mean by the regalia, anyway, man?
That is a part of what we profess is nudism as the fat pride.
Nudism.
That is correct, yes, sir. So we do believe in being forceful and out about our lifestyle.
All right, here is Orem on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, how you doing, Phil?
Fine.
Pretty good. I have to agree with the last caller. This guy is sitting there saying that all this stuff causes stuff from seatbelts and airlines.
I don't believe it.
I do not believe one bit of it.
Why not?
Because it's got to do with you being as heavy as you are. That's what causes the health problems. It doesn't have anything to do with seatbelts or...
Halitosis is going to be airline seatbelt.
No, whatever. I don't believe that for a minute. I am heavy, and I am not happy with myself.
Well, you should be proud of yourself, too. That's what my pride is for.
I'm not, though. And I wish you'd please quit doing that. It's really making me sick.
I'm enjoying a meal. I'm enjoying a pot of stand ham that has been steeped in butter.
Well, that's great that you're happy with yourself and everything else, but...
Why can't you be happy? Why can't you have something to eat and be happy? What have you got in the icebox?
Nothing.
Nothing in the icebox. Boy, that's sad. Jesus, that's sad. You want something to eat and be hungry like me.
I do eat, but I don't, like,
order
eat all the time.
I got a great idea. Order with a pizza.
What?
Order with a pizza.
What is it? Order in a pizza?
Right.
A pizza?
Oh, pizza, look.
Oh.
You put some cheese on it?
No.
It'll be a little large. That's too large. With some of the frosties with, like pineapple stuff on it.
Oh, God.
God.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.